I just really love Coldplay. I just had to say that. And welcome to Late Night with Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show live here on RBN Monday through Friday, and catch me on truthradio.com Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 Central Standard Time. Folks, to call in on this line here to get us, it's 800-313-9443, 313-9443. And please remember that tonight, because this is kind of a special broadcast, because we're going to do a poll tonight. And polling the audience, because I need your opinion on two issues. Now, for one, I've been looking at the various news channels and hearing what our president has gotten stored for the Middle East. And it seems that we don't have enough troops over there. We need more people over there, more people over in Iraq. Now, I had imagined and thought that at the time when we went in and liberated the people and brought a democracy in and installed the people they wanted in there, and we've been there for quite a long time putting things together, and I thought that we were supposed to move out. Now it seems that we need more people, more manpower, more 17 and 18-year-olds over there. As we send them over, how about the ones that are coming back, the ones that are missing limbs, the ones that are badly injured from coming in and in contact with radiation and everything else? How about them? How about the jobs that they were promised to have when they came back, the same jobs that they left? Since we've privatized everything and moved companies out of the country and have gone through a number of companies either folding or collapsing into one another, these jobs, are they still there? So why are we moving more people in? These other soldiers have been there for over above 18 months. No rotation, but is this a rotation? But why would you need a rotation if we're not at war with anyone? So what is up with this? Now, my opinion is what I had stated. I think we need to be home. I think we need our military home to watch our shores. What is your opinion? I want to hear from you on this. This is a very important issue. 800-313-9443. This is a poll. I want as many people to call in. I want to hear where you're from in the state and your opinion of why we need more people sent over to Iraq. Now, I have looked at these things from various aspects of saying, okay, well, if we're over there, you know, maybe we're doing some good, wonderful deed that we don't know about. And then at the same time, why is it that if we're sending more people over there, wouldn't you keep the old military in? Why would you shift military in the midst of this? Wouldn't you keep the one that knows what's going on? So what's really going on in Iraq? What is the whole issue in Iraq? Are we moving more troops in so we can prepare for what might happen in Iran? What is your opinion on this? I want to hear from you. Please call me, 800-313-9443. And we'll be right back after this break.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Live here, and it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne on RBN, and we're here, and so is John Alstasis. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yeah, finally made it.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's cooling off a little bit finally. I mean, we're hitting 60 in the middle of January here.
60?
It's crazy.
What? And... 60? Did you say 60?
60 for Central New York in January. We're supposed to be running our snowmobiles.
You run them into the ground.
We actually seen a couple motorcycles down the highway.
This doesn't say too much for a frosty snowman. Oh boy, 60 degrees! Wow, it went beyond us. We were hitting 51 until I started talking about the fact it was something strange going on, and then today it went down to 31. It's still not Chicago weather. Definitely not Chicago.
The one thing we saw was kind of like the windy Chicago they talk about. We had that today where it was still on the ground this morning. It was just as beautiful as could be. But if you looked up, the clouds that were like in between, there was two layers of clouds. The lower layer was going as fast as a jet would be flying across.
Mm-hmm.
The upper set of clouds was just as still as could be. And it went on for several hours like that. And then finally it started getting windy on the ground, well, mid-afternoon. But this morning it was the strangest. I've never seen clouds move so fast, interim of other clouds, and having the ground so quiet.
Well, this is something totally strange, and this is not Harp, and it is not Gwen, it's not EMP or any of this stuff. This, I think, is satellite technology. I think they're using these satellites with mirrors. It's something very, very peculiar going on, or there's something coming up that we have no clue that they're hiding from, something from outer space. There's something wrong but what we're seeing, these equations of these temperatures, and I haven't had a chance to look into it, but I will. But, John, tonight I had opened up the lines. I'm hoping people will call in because I'm trying to get a poll, an opinion poll, on the issue of what is going on with this situation in Iraq, why they're sending more people over. What's the purpose for going over there?
Well, I understand that. They've got quite a revolt going on over there in our troops, and they're not happy with what's going on or what they're being told to do and not being supplied. And, you know, as you're not, I can understand by being a farmer, number one, we haven't had a raise in 50 years. Hey, they couldn't hire any troopers, so they had to double the salary because nobody would work for them for that kind of money. And so as you keep losing abilities to do business, and then they've got people like Cornell Cooperative out there that they're telling you how you're supposed to do it, and they're lying through their teeth. You know, there was no industry in the sheep industry, and when I first got into farming, they're telling me, boy, there's a lot of money in sheep, and the business was really falling through probably 3-4 years earlier, but they're advising me to go into the sheep industry. And I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? And
sheep for what?
Raising lambs for selling for mutton and young lambs for the Jewish holidays. They said there was money in it. Well, maybe in a unique situation there might be, but most people would just belly up and fall over dead because for your investment cost and what the return is, there's no money. China crashed our industry, and you know, they just blew us out of the water in the market. It's just like the steel industry of scrapping metal. Back in '97, the big scrappers flooded our market with copper and with steel and aluminum, and they went from being like almost a couple dollars for copper down to like 30 cents. And so people that were in the industry, and you know, it's not any different than being a doctor or being a driver. When someone cuts your costs by 4 to 5 to 1, you can't do business in the norm of what business is in that area. So you've got to shut your doors and look for something else, or hang tight until things turn around again that you might survive. But be directed. You know, ask the person that's supposed to be on top. You know, Cornell University is supposed to be the top of farming, and you're supposed to be able to go to them and get proper advice. And I've just found that completely a hoax. Anything I've ever touched with them has been poison to me.
Well, you know, it's the farming industry. We talked a bit about this on, you know, Truth Radio, and, you know, these one cycle seeds that they have out, you know, and I am very much under the opinion that we've seen these weird patterns of weather, because it's going to cause a situation of annihilation of the growth cycle of most of the plants that we have on this planet. I mean, trees and grass and everything you're looking at, it's going to be literally messed up, you know. You know, you're looking at seasons that are not real. You're going to see plants budding during this time, and then all of a sudden, you know, Jack Frost might hit. So then what will happen? You know, you're missing the whole cycle for a growth pattern is going to be gone. And then also it will cause the annihilation or possible death of many of the plants here. So you're talking about the weakening of the oxygen levels on this planet. You know, the environmental issues are big, huge impacted level. So, and then an interesting thing, nobody's talking about this. You know, they're talking about the weather and the temperature, but they're not really talking about how this is hitting, when it hit, you know, plants and everything else, and how it's going to affect us later on.
Well, everybody's really happy that they're not paying the big heat bill. So
yeah.
Keep your mouth quiet. It's the same scenario, you know. Why don't other people say something, you know? It's like, well, geez, there's a positive side. We don't have a big heat bill, so just keep quiet, you know. And, you know, it's like, don't stir the boat. But if this is a ramification, I mean, it's going to impinge us. I mean, just being a farmer, how am I going to plant my crops now? How do I plan? I mean, the weather's so chaotic. The way I'm planning is I'm going to go to all grasses, which are quite immune to weather change. They grow when it's warm. They subdue when it's colder, but they'll come right back, so they can bounce back and forth, where if I plant something like corn or so and it gets frosted, I'm out of business. And so I don't know what other farmers are doing out there, but grass doesn't grow as much as for production as, like, say, alfalfa or so, but it's much stronger and hardier, and I'll have to live in those ranges. But there is no ranges to live in, so unless I'm generating money some other way, I won't have an industry to be able to help feed people, because it just doesn't pay the bills. I've got to somehow, I'd have to be a graced farmer or something, you want to say, because bottom line, there is no money to pay the bills being your own farmer.
Well, you know, and that's the thing that's really frightening, because without farmers, you know, what are we supposed to do? And then remember, too, all the mysterious diseases that happen to be in the spinach and happen to be in this and that and the other, and then that kind of, like, dissipated after they, you know, impeached on the farmers a lot by putting that out there, you know, don't buy spinach. It didn't matter where it came from. All of it had disease on it. And, you know, they never explained how that really happened. You know, they gave some type of, I thought, very lame explanation. And now you got a situation where, you know, what's going to happen here with this, with our produce? And then taking it to another measure, too, you know, we got the glaciers and melting all over the place, and species of animals, you know, possibly dying out, like they were talking about the polar bear. So, you know, we have that economic situation, ecological situation going on, and on the heels of an economic situation that's getting ready to happen, and a real estate nonsense is getting ready to happen, and this is going to be worse than the 1920 crash when all said and done. Don't you see that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like as they put a lot of farms together to make a huge farm, you end up being out of balance either through you don't have enough water or you have too much manure usually in too small an area. And the guys try to maximize on it. I'm assuming that's what's happening with the cropping of the crops somewhat. Their land is getting less and less because of population is moving out into their fields, and so they're getting less fields. They're having to go with more organics on less acreage because there's more organics available through the waste treatment plants, through the farmers themselves, through whatever, and it's not able to handle it. So next thing, your availability of anaerobic systems are getting heavier, so, and the oxygen is getting less in the world, where it used to be 35%, you know, they've proven that with the ice samples in the past, and now it's 16 to 19%. It's probably getting down in that 12 or 10% range to where all of a sudden your pathogens survive. And so now on some of our crops we may have some pathogens. Not that they're there so deadly, as long as you practice not overeating and those kind of things, or proper cooking or whatever. But the fact of the matter is we're having a higher range of anaerobic systems fire up. And so now that's putting us out of balance, and so we can get sick in different ways. Think about this. You know, they control us as the mail industry. The congressman now conveniently can't get mail because it may have anthrax. Well, who's the one responsible for having anthrax? Our own government. But now they've made this rule, well, we can't touch it because we may get anthrax. You're sending it to us. Well, think about, you know, here we go. Every envelope in the world in the past was licked. Oh, my God, they licked that envelope. That's got bacteria in it. Holy mackerel. Well, we've been touching those envelopes for forever. How many envelopes have you ever opened up?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, is the U.S. Postal Service responsible now for contaminating everybody from everybody?
Well, that anthrax thing was another hokey-pokey thing. Okay, first of all, this defied all logic. When I heard about it, wrote about it, there's the articles on the Internet, I wrote back when they claimed this was going on. And I worked in enough companies to know the handling mechanism of mail. And too many people would have handled it just for just one person getting it. So it was more than just that one guy that died of anthrax. So anyway, we'll talk more here. And people, we need your opinion here for this poll. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. We need to hear from you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live, Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to call me at any time, you can do so at 630-812-0171. You can call me direct, and I answer my calls. Also, email me at danne.burley@gmail.com. And just Google me. Just put my name in the Internet, and you'll find my websites and various things that are out there. And I think you'll be kind of pleased, and I hope to hear from you. We're talking here about, you know, the situation with global warming, the weird impact it might have on the plants and farming community. But, John, did you hear about this new measure that they have basically passed and okayed, the fact they can clone meat? So now, you know, you go to the store and they can get a nice old, good old juicy hamburger. And lo and behold, who knows what you're getting in the meat product, you know. See, this is my concern. And I worked in one of these major labs and I saw this stuff. And there was some issues that came up with some people coming up with allergic reaction. I think one person had died from this. And this is my complaint. When they do these cross-genetic things with meat and various things, sometimes they, in order to clone meat, you have to use a different species to do the cloning with. A lot of times they use frogs. Sometimes they use shrimp. Sometimes they use crabs. Sometimes they use product from trees. Some of them, they might even use human DNA. You don't know what's being used as a way to modify this new substance of this meat or cloned meat that they're talking about. Now, it does have some of the properties, or may have 80% of the properties of original beef. But the other 20%, who knows? So say that, you know, some poor person goes to the store and buys this stuff and, you know, goes and, you know, puts it on the grill and, you know, creates a sandwich out of it. And then lo and behold, they have an allergic reaction and they pass out. It's because they don't know what they're eating. So what is your opinion as a farmer of this, you know, cloning of meat now and allowing it in the stores?
Well, you know, they've been doing lots of things, and if you don't think cloning exists, you know, it's just the conspiracy theorist again. They know that, like, a chimpanzee is 96 or 98% that of a human DNA, and yet there's quite a bit of difference. They know that, like, a pig is 35% that parts of a human DNA. A spider is, like, 10 or 15% of the parts of a human DNA. They've been playing with this for quite a while. They know what they can do in some ways, but I also think they're in the dark in a lot of ways. As the, I believe it was, I can't think of the name. It starts with a C. But anyhow, the big industry that genetically modifies crops was playing with this. In France, they set up this crop of sunflower seeds and of sunflowers. And the bee, there was a bee's farm right next door, and the bees went crazy and literally killed each other, and it shut the whole bee farm down because of this one crop they planted. Now, how simple of a thing can it be? And we're hearing now that I've got information to where a lot of your genetically modified foods, GM foods, are shrinking your liver, or swelling your liver, shrinking your kidneys, and some of them are producing a pesticide so that the bugs won't eat them, but they don't stop producing that pesticide as you eat them. They still do it. So now you're everything that we've read labeled over the years for neuro damage, they're doing. They're letting us even eat it to ourselves. And so now, cloned meat, well, I forget the name of that massive sheep there that was cloned, but she didn't live very long. And like you say, with the tomatoes and stuff, it doesn't take a whole lot to convert different things over. It's not that we don't do it here and there, but as you do it in the natural state, it's like God lets us do it. But if we get out of that natural state, it's like a frequency. A lot of frequencies can help you, but a lot of frequencies can hurt you. And so where do we put that measure?
Well, what I've seen, and this is actual fact, okay, they had something called space seeds some time ago. Kids in school were getting them, and, you know, they were rolling around out and stuff. And anyway, they did some experimental things on these space seeds. And these space seeds, by the way, were hit at high levels with gamma rays. Now, gamma rays is not really a very healthy thing, substance to put in your body. It can suffocate you, you know, internally. It can suffocate your organs. But they were taking these gamma ray based so-called space seeds in order, and they were genetically modifying them. That's just one. These tomatoes were becoming big, huge things that I'd never seen before in my life, and insects wouldn't touch them because they were not something that was, you know, a food source for insects. So if an insect won't touch it, then why should we? Then they had this other thing, and I guess we'll talk about it here. It was really, there were several experiments that they were doing, and this is fact. Hospitals out here and various other places had monkey heads on for experiments. They had the head severed and they had them attached to electro devices. I had a picture of it on my site, but we'll talk more when we come back. And I'll tell you about what I found about some more genetic changes they did during that time when we return after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, we're back, and we're on RBN Live with John and myself, and we're talking about modifying food, and we even got over into the level talking about cloning. I've been around all kinds of strange things and people that worked in strange areas, and like I said, they've had experiments with Reese monkeys where they had separated their heads from their bodies and kept them alive on these electro things. There was experiments with cloning where they were taking human embryos and placing them into animals. Because, see, what happens in that process, if you take an embryo and you are able to induce it into another host, and the other host is made compatible for that human embryo, that means the human embryo has to have some attributes or some of the material from the host that it's placed in. Now, I'm going to bring up something here that's going to be kind of an interesting synopsis off of this. It has to do with the omen. Now, if you take a human embryo and you implant it in, say, a different type of species of animal, and you want that animal to be able to, maintain that human embryo, then, like I said, the DNA material or the genetic material from that animal has to be introduced into the human embryo. And once the human embryo is placed in that animal, it can incubate out based on the birthing cycle of that animal. So that's how cloning experiments were done earlier. To fasten the pace of a birthing cycle, they used animals with shorter birthing cycles in order to induce this with a human host. So the quicker you did this, and the quicker you had the birthing cycle, the more, you know, quickly this birth would arose from having artificially implanted species into this womb. Now, the only thing is, in this quickening, hasteful technique, and this is what probably happened with that that lamb, and her name was Dolly, by the way, she probably aged quite rapidly, because in the same situation of having a clone in birth quickly, you would also have a rapid process of aging. So, you know, that's another thing that nobody really thinks about when they do these haphazard experiments. I had a whole program with Lorraine Murray on this about mad science, and it was pretty interesting. We did a series for about 3 weeks at how, you know, these experiments have been done and gone awry. But what do you think about this? Having embryos grown out at a faster pace so they can prove the point of cloning, but then knowing that that clone will only have a lifespan of whatever species that it came out of. So maybe it won't live more than 10 years. Maybe it won't even live 20 years because it's in a different pattern.
Well, they've had, supposedly during World War II, they had a super soldier, and that was one reason they bombed one area of Germany, was to eliminate that.
That was a black force.
And that was one of the reasons that I'm hearing that was destroyed. And so now, did some of these people survive? You know, Schwarzenegger supposedly is an end product of some of the genetic modifications of humans. And, as you take steroids or do something of that nature, you know, your voice becomes rough and there's some bigger muscle and stuff, but also there's you lose some of the finesse of movement. There's different things that happen, and depending on what you do, it depends on what the end result is. But like as you're talking about, I couldn't answer you if it's quicker to birth, it'd be quicker to death. I couldn't answer that. But just because you think you're gaining one doesn't mean you're not losing or gaining something else or developing something that's right out of this world. Some of the experiences that we have that are factual of this world, if you don't think giants exist, you can actually see them on display down in Chile, in which there's like 18-foot giants that are in gold robes down, and they're mummified, and they're in gold robes down to their ankles. They're on the pyramids and etchings. There's a gentleman that says he's found, like, I think 7 or 8 caves in the United States that have giants in them, but it's like kept secret. And now, as you wonder about this, been doing a lot of reading on frequencies and this kind of thing, and as you get into everything, if you talk about quantum physicists, everything is a frequency, light, sound, matter, it's all space, but yet there's billions of particulates in one molecule, so how can it be all space? And they get into this, and they get into antimatter. But at the same time, as some of the cartoons represent, or some of our movies represent what's coming in the future, and we kind of see this, one of the things we saw in the cartoons is that the old ancient mummified people always had these bracelets, of copper bracelets on their ankles and on their wrists. And if you listen to like Steve Quayle or Tom Horn, they talk about the energy of the spirit, and for these beings to be on this plane of existence, they have to have the same energy patterns that exist here and catch those frequencies to be able to exist on this frequency of an element of life. And so they catch them either through animals or humans, the spirit, and then hold them in those brass rings somehow. Now,
well, I'm going to bring up something really interesting on that, but I want to bring a caller in, Rita from Arizona, I think. Rita, I know you've called in before. Colorado, I'm sorry, Rita. How are you doing, Rita?
Oh, hi, Deanne. Fine. I just thought I would just at least weigh in because it sounded like you wanted to take a poll, and I just wanted to tell you what I thought about. What was the main thing you said you wanted to know about how we thought about a rock and what was going on with that?
The whole thing is that I wanted to find out, there's a push right now to get kids, the people sign them to go over, and they're talking about maybe getting the draft going. So are you for this? Do you think we should be in Iraq now?
No, I mean, I think the whole idea is like this. There's a miss, there's like this miscommunication with our whole society, and it's also kind of like reflected with our what's going on with Iraq and, you know, our foreign policy. I mean, I'm not for laying down and letting people roll over American interests, you know. But I think the main, you know, the main thing we should keep our eye on is Taiwan, really, you know. But as far as that goes, I mean, it's like we've got these people in government that are just creeps. You know, and it's like we see these pedophiles and all this stuff like Bill Clinton did, and now those people, you know, take the people over here, you know, so Bill Clinton, what he did is he kind of like cut America in half, and so all the creepy people all the creepy people won, you know. And so it's like, okay, you don't like creepy people. Okay, well, we're creepy people. We're going to do what we want to do. You know, what really has to happen, you know, is like we've got to get the attitude back for our own people. You know, it's like, you know, we got to act right. You know, we got to stand up for what Americans are supposed to be, you know. And Americans are supposed to go over and, you know, and just, you know, rape and kill and do all the really, really horrible things that they're doing there, you know?
And the whole thing on this whole matter, and I'm very glad you brought that point up, you know, we look at these things, and I'm just, you know, wanting to have your view of this. Okay, 1984, there was a headline in the Washington Post stating that Bush Sr.'s White House, they were having sex with young, underage kids. It was a headline of the newspaper. It should have impacted on everybody immediately to stop them from whatever they were doing, to get them to get on the phone and say, okay, get rid of these people. Now, how would, if you saw that article, you know, for the first time, something like that, and you looked at it, what would your response be? Would you just look at it and say, oh, my God, this is horrible? Or would you pursue it further, trying to get somebody to do something about it? Just,
yeah,
you know, on your opinion.
Well, I've been kind of I've been an activist for a long time, and I kind of got to the point where I know the mindset of these people, you know. And so what they want to do is they say, well, we look at all these things, and like we don't want to make a Christian world, because if we make a Christian world, we lose, you know. So they'll look for another way that they can get a plurality that keeps them in power. And some of the time, the ways they do that are really, really evil. And I think, you know, sometimes what's going on is you see these things that look like they're really embarrassing, but what they're just really doing is it's a power play to put this kind of, you know, kind of criminal psychology, you know, this kind of overbearing, oppressive people in power. And I mean, I see it everywhere. I mean, I live in a town with a lot of Freemasons here, and I got hassled just because people knew who I was from the internet, and cops would come up to me. And at one time before, you know, I have been vocal enough now that they leave me alone. But before, when I had just gotten back from Europe and stuff, there was one guy, he came up to me and was asking me, you know, what is, you know, what I don't like. And I said, well, you know, if people were seeing some young girl just getting all, you know, somebody was molesting a girl right there in the grass and nobody was doing anything, you know, then the society is all gone. And it is so criminal here that this creep took me and they put me in a mental institution for a week for saying that to him. And that's really true.
And you saw this, and then you tried to report it?
Yeah. It's like because somebody, I can't talk on the internet because I'm a Christian. You know, I can't get on Yahoo and chat. Things like that have been happening, but lately I'm seeing it starts to turn around, but it takes a long time to happen, you know. But that's the attitude people have to get. We have to stand up for decent culture, you know. It's just being decent people in our own world, you know, thinking globally but acting locally. And then when we start being good people to each other, then we can fix problems like Iraq, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you very much, Rita,
for calling in.
And thank you. But see, John, she was making a valid point there. A lot of things we look at and we kind of like see it, and then if we go and report it, then we're victimized even worse. So then, how do you feel about that?
Well, I've lived in and experienced it, and it's the truth. And it's like some of the things that we point out, you know, it's so obvious. It's no different than the anthrax. The only one that has that is governmental agencies, and they can identify it as a fingerprint of a fingerprint because it is of the fine grade that is only produced here in the United States. And so where did it come from? It came from
the house. It was totally impossible for this one guy to have gotten that. When you work at a major company, especially someplace, a press agency, mail handlers are involved. So, you know, if it came from the post office, it would have left in a bag. If it was a special delivery, it would have been a person that came in there and somebody would have to sign for it, meaning they touched the letter. If it went from there, it went upstairs to, you know, whoever, you know, distributes the mail. And then from that point, whoever this guy's secretary would have opened it. You know, most times secretaries have the right to open this stuff. So, you know, you mean it passed past all these hands and everybody, and nobody got anthrax except to this one guy in his office. It's impossible. It's totally blatantly impossible for it to happen like that. And then the funny thing about this, this particular building where this happened, the newspaper didn't want to have nothing else to do with because they got fearful that it was still in the building. So guess who got a hold of the building? Giuliani. Him and his cleanup crew. They took over the building and had the rights to the building, and then everything in the building just vanished. Isn't that kind of interesting? Why was he on the cleanup of that building? And nobody questions these things and these people. And and the thing is, it's not something I'm lying about. If you check, go and check the company that Giuliani had with his business partner, the New York police chief, whoever it was, and they were in this cleanup of business, and they were involved with that building. So was it just ironic or just a, half chance to happen? Or, you know, was there something else? But if you say it's something else, then it becomes a conspiracy.
Well, it's like the building in Oklahoma City, the federal building that went down. They had an office for the FBI there, but yet none of the FBI were in there at the office. Now, wait a minute. It was bombed in the middle of the morning. We got an office of the federal government, and it's not manned.
Uh-huh.
There should be at least a secretary there, but no one died in there from the federal government. Isn't that awful convenient?
Yep. You know, this is the whole thing. And then, you know, we look at right now, we got all these young men and women over there in Iraq, and just recently, in fact, today, there were two individuals that served in a couple other military arenas in Illinois, and they said they're not going over there. They refused to be submitted to draft. And I've been hearing that there was allegedly a mutiny a few weeks ago in Iraq. I don't know. I'm still checking sources on it, of Americans that are not happy with being over there. And they said that various websites all over the Internet are producing sites from military personnel making mockery of what's going on over there because they don't believe we should be there, our own military personnel. So why are we sending more people over there? What is the reason? What's the cause? And then, again, when they send these people out, we have no one here to watch this place, this country. Our country is not guarded by anything.
Well, yes, they are. They're guarded by the U.N. troops that are in our no-flyover forests.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
the states, they can take
people on our side, not people that have other agendas.
We haven't got to talk about...
Well, we're going to break. We'll be back after this break. And you want to call in, 800-313-9443,
800-313-9443. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To the last few minutes here of the hour. John, you want to make any comments before we go off and start to begin the new hour?
Well, I'd just like to have everybody pray to bring our troops home because we don't belong over there. It was first perpetrated that it was Afghanistan that attacked us, which was a hoax, and we just got our own governmental agencies, and it doesn't really matter if the Democrats or the Republicans. They all voted for the Patriot Act, which violates the Constitution, and we need to dress up our own country and our own government before we worry about anybody else. the you know, it's going over and hurting somebody else. When they bombed Germany, a lot of the bombs that were dropped on Germany were made in England. When we bombed Germany, they didn't bomb the factories. The boys that are doing the bombing know that they're not bombing either the palace or the factories that would shut the infrastructure of the war down. They're bombing people. And it's going to be a karmic base to where what are we doing today? Are we bombing families? Are they going to come over and bomb our families or hurt our families? What's your karmic responsibility to where you're impinging hurt and famine and terror on these people? It's not right. It's just not right. And there is no, you want to talk about creating terrorism, we've created more terrorists over there against us by what we've done. Anybody that, you know, we stand on our own merit of, boy, if someone comes over here and did that to us, we'd have them. Well, what do you think they're doing?
Well, the thing is that, you know, like you were saying, karma, you know, it's based on cause, and that's what you put out. And the effect of your cause is what we're looking at right now. And the effect of this cause has been a great devastation all over the planet. For the last four or five years now, we have been in devastation, and to the amount that has never happened, I would say, in this last millennium. And it's just that we need to wake up to this. And that's the reason why, again, I'm looking for callers to call in and give your opinion because, again, you know, everything is being put out here for the measure of 5 years, you know, since the last two terms of this White House and somewhat before. We've looked at huge amounts of destruction, devastation, waste and management and government funding. I'm going to talk to when we come back in regards to what's going on in the insurance industry, you know, how it's affecting us, the health insurance I'm talking about. You know, we don't have decent health insurance, but isn't that what they use for a campaign? Every time they come up and say that they're running for government office, don't they say we're going to give you better insurance? Better health care? Do we have better health care now in the millennium? Or is this stuff godly awful and worse than it was 20 years ago?
Well, they sure outpriced it, and I don't see where they've changed any of the practices. You know, I mean, and why is it so expensive? I mean, it's not expensive to treat some of the cancers, but they don't bring out those free cancer cures. And, you know, it's like Lasmet Inc. She can take out a cancer without any operation or radioactivity.
And you have to have money to play, you know, pay to play. So anyway, we'll talk more here when we come back at the beginning of the next hour. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.